Now, we're going to do our final lab-based pack on acid sulfate soils. These are soils or sediments which contain elevated levels of either FeS2 as iron pyrites or FeS as iron pyrites. The formation of the pyrites occurs in an anaerobic state, but as soon as you take that sediment and then expose it to air, these very fine particles of iron pyrites are then oxidized and turned into sulfuric acid. That's the reason for these being termed acid sulfate soils. Now, the sulfuric acid that runs off those soils will then be able to leach any metals that are found in that particular type of soil. And it'll also, invariably, in the context of the east coast of Australia, it'll mobilise aluminium and iron. Now, the iron's not a huge deal, but the aluminium's a major deal in terms of its toxicity. The acid sulfate soils are common all over the show in Australia. The major areas are the east coast of Australia and over on the west coast. We've even got acid sulfate soil deposits inland in Australia. The reason for them mostly being coastal, though, is due to their formation in mangrove environments. The sulfuric acid generated can be in huge quantities, so not only does it cause a problem in terms of like lowering the pH of a creek that's draining a particular acid sulfate soil, but the amounts generated can simply rip apart buildings and stuff like that. It's full-blown concentrated sulfuric acid.